The phrase mouth to mouth is likely to evoke one of two mental pictures, romance or rescue. The adrenaline may be pumping for either, but a recent study shows a lot of people can't or won't provide the mouth-to-mouth contact required in traditional cardiopulmonary resuscitation. Now, for one kind of common emergency, cardiac arrest, they may be able to save lives without it. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
Okay. Annie.
There's no response?
No response. Call 911.
Good job. Okay.
Like other CPR classes, students at UMC, University Medical Center in Tucson, practice their technique on a dummy known as Resusa Annie.
Yeah, okay.
But unlike traditional courses, these students are not taught mouth-to-mouth breathing, which is fine with retired teacher Gene Wall.
Since I would have to admit, I'm one of those people that would be reluctant to put my mouth on a stranger's mouth, even though I wanted to save them.
She's not alone. A study by doctors at UMC's Sarver Heart Center shows fewer than one in five people are willing or able to provide mouth-to-mouth or rescue breathing. So instructors here teach continuous chest compression only, CPR.
Great job.
Conventional CPR calls for 15 chest compressions followed by two rescue breaths. This new technique involves only chest compressions, 100 times a minute, without stopping. Simple and strenuous.
You guys are doing a great job.
Oh, that is hard work.
Yeah.
But it's effective, at least according to Dr. Gordon Avey.
I think this has the potential of saving more lives than almost anything I know about.
Avey is chief of cardiology and head of the Sarver Heart Center. He's an avid champion of the new technique, but not in every case. He warns it is not for children, for victims of choking, drowning, drug overdose, or trauma. It is only for witnessed adult cardiac arrest, sudden heart attack. The American Heart Association estimates as many as 400,000 Americans suffer cardiac arrest every year. Avey says if you see an adult suddenly drop with no apparent cause, it's pretty safe to respond as if it is cardiac arrest.
And you start pressing on the chest. Now, if they wake up and say, hey, what are you doing? That's fine. But you're not really going to hurt anybody. You might give them some sore ribs.
Gordon Avey is no maverick doctor. At 72, he's a scientist the Heart Association calls a giant of CPR. Using animal studies, he and his colleagues found that within the first 7 minutes or so after cardiac arrest, mouth-to-mouth breathing is not necessary because there's plenty of oxygen already in the blood. The problem is keeping it circulating.
In other words, when you press on the chest, you're moving the blood around to the brain and to the heart.
It's now standard practice for 911 operators to instruct callers in chest compression CPR. The Tucson Fire Department has gone a step further. Deputy Chief Joe Galata says this year, paramedics began using the technique exclusively on cardiac patients until they can start a defibrillator or drugs.
We're hearing a lot of anecdotal stories from paramedics who have been medics for 20 years who have had more patients arriving at the hospital with pulses from this new CPR in the last couple of months than they have had in 20 years.
But that anecdotal evidence is not enough for the American Heart Association and the Red Cross to give a full endorsement. The Heart Association's Dr. Vinay Nadkarni agrees it is far better than doing standard CPR incorrectly or worse, doing nothing.
The only point that's in debate is whether chest compressions only is better than chest compressions plus rescue breathing the way that bystanders are providing it. And that is a question that needs to be answered that is not yet answered.
Problem is, it's nearly impossible to do research on people in a life-threatening emergency. So the way to prove chest compression only is better than mouth-to-mouth is to use it in the real world. In another year, the Tucson Fire Department will have seen enough patients to confirm the improved survival rate seen in animal studies. In the meantime, the Sarver Heart Center will continue offering its monthly classes to the public. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.